Thank you very much. We're going to do a tune for you that usually we sometimes open up with this song. Lately we haven't been, but most of the time we do. And Mark's going to try the baritone part today. So if it bombs, you can blame him. He's this big, tall guy with the bass here. Don't be nervous now. I don't want to put any pressure on you now. Old tune called Doing My Time. Well, on this old rock band, with a ball and chain, do my time with aching heart, ain't a worried mind that I won't change. Look down and smile. Said I'd put you on that cuckoo for a while longer. Gotta do my time. Gotta do my time with an aching heart and a worried mind. With that gal of mine, with that gal of mine, she'll be waiting for me.
I'm gonna get.
Okay.
Hold it. Come on, give me an A.
Okay, kick this up to guitar status here, okay? All right. Gonna do a funny one for you now, okay? Who's that said all of them was funny? Hey, come on now. Now tell me. I'll tell you a joke in a minute, okay? I try to limit myself. I'm cutting back on that. Mm-hmm. There we go. This is a tune you got to really listen to now to catch a drift on this, all right? It's about a guy that gets more than he bargained for when he breaks into the house. I mean, this is instant crime watch, okay? With me? It's an old tune called The Burglar Man. A little more treble in the monitor on this guitar. Well, I'll sing you a story about a burglar man that started to rob a house. Beeped in the window and he crept right in just as quietly as a mouse. Now the burglar man thought of the money he'd get as under the bed he lay. But he saw a sight that very night that made his hair turn gray. About 9 o'clock in came an old maid. I am so tired, she said. And thinking everything would be all right, she forgot to look under her bed. Well, she pulled out her teeth and her big glass eye and hair from the top of her head. And that burglar man had 19 fits as he came out from under the bed. As the burglar man came from under the bed, he was a total wreck. But the old maid didn't say a word, she just grabbed him around the neck. From the dresser she drew a pistol, to that burglar man she said, "Young man, you're going to marry me, or I'll blow off the top of your head." Well, he looked at the teeth and the big glass eye, and he had nowhere to scoot. And at last he said to that old maid, "Lady, go ahead and shoot." We pulled this tune as a surprise yesterday afternoon, and I think the people it surprised most was the band, since they had never heard it before, and that was fun. But
that's what he thinks.
This is an old Tom T. Hall song.
See.
Old tune called More About John Henry. First of all, John Henry was a black man. He was born where the sun don't ever shine. He was 6 feet tall, he didn't know his own strength. But he did not swing a hammer all the time. Of course he didn't. John Henry had some women on his mind. There was a woman across the street named Porcella. Loved John Henry like a natural man. But John Henry quit Porcella just like he was quitting work. Cause he loved that Senorita Julianne. What is it? That Senorita's something else, you understand? All right, buddy. Well, there was a man named Stagger Lee in our gym. A little man with a big 44. You know, he shot his woman down and took a shot at Porcella. But old Stagger won't be shooting anymore. He had to quit it. John Henry laid him dead on the floor. But John Henry threw Stagger Lee in the river. Then he said, "I gotta say so to say." He broke out in a song that was wrote by blind women. Said, "Julianne, I'm singing my say." He said, "I love you, but I do not like your low-down ways." Julianne said, John Henry, I love you. Poor Selma said, John Henry, you're my man. Ruby said, I'm gonna cook you up some greens and some lean meat with cornbread in a 4-foot pan. Lots of crackers, John Henry was a different kind of man. Well, they allow that hard work killed John Henry. I'm gonna leave that allowing up to you. Well, was he killed by hard work or was he killed by bad women? Be sure that this ain't happening to you. Quit working when your day's work is through. For a man ain't supposed to work all the time. And you know that's just the way things are.
This is a tune about a special kind of funeral. The name of this tune is Send Me to Glory in a Glad Bag.
All right. My kind of shit.
People tell me I've got to save my money so that I can be laid away in style in a fancy box with all the fancy trimmings, and it's vacuum sealed to keep me fresh a while. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. We'll sell all my worldly possessions and buy yourself a case or two of caps. Let the empties be my immortal tombstone and engrave them with this epitaph. Well, you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. I should die before the eve of Christmas, or just put that baggie by the Christmas tree. And when the children, they open all their goodies, well, their big surprise would be the death of me. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. One more buzz. But maybe I am not bound for glory, but to that other place I would not choose. And if it seems that I'm headed in hell's direction, well, then an oven bag could be the thing to use. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. and you can send me to glory in a glad bag. But don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bail me home. Thank you. Thank you. That was a tune written by John Biggs, who lives around Manhattan, Kansas, I believe. So we're going to go from Kansas to Florida. And this is a tune not quite in the same style, but by the gentleman who reaches the age of 40. And he lives down South Florida, and he's what they call a modern-day pirate. And he looks back in his life, and he thinks he's born a couple hundred years too late. And this is a tune written by Jimmy Buffett called "The Pirate Looks at 40." Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. I wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all, and you've seen it all. Watch the men who rode you switch from sail to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasure that few have ever seen. Most of them dreams, most of them dreams. Yes, I am a pirate. I'm 200 years too late. The cannon don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. Arriving too late, arriving too late. Done a bit of smuggling, and I ran my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I kissed it away so fast. It wasn't meant to last. It wasn't meant to last. Mother, Mother Ocean, after all these years I've found, my occupational hazard is, my occupation's just not around. I feel like I've drowned, gonna head uptown. Mother, Mother Ocean, I've heard you call. I wanted to sail upon your water since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Take us home, bud.
Thank you.
We were up in Nashville back in September 79 and did a few minutes on the Grand Ole Opry, and we back to the motel, and after Skip had a few bottles of Johnny Walker Red, he wanted to sing this song. Actually, it was just one bottle. This is called Nashville. Skip's going to tell you a joke. I'm going to tell you mine first. I was talking to Skip's father the other day, and he told me that Skip would never be allowed to play in the sandbox when he was young, and I asked him why. His father said all the neighborhood cats would come along and cover him up. Well, I remember all those nights in good old Nashville, hanging out with all them country stars. There ain't no better nights than those in Nashville, making music on the old guitar. And the stars are shining bright on the Opry land tonight, and I sometimes get the feeling I must go. You walk out of the bar and turn the radio on in your car and listen to that Grand Ole Opry show. Well, I remember all those nights in good old Nashville. Pretty girls with stardust in their eyes. Well, I'll bet they're having fun tonight in Nashville, underneath those happy southern skies. Oh, the stars are shining bright on the Opry land tonight, and I sometimes get the feeling I must go. Well, you walk out of the bar and turn the radio on in your car and listen to that Grand Ole Opry show. It's funny how the time slips away. I know I'm going back today to Nashville. I know I'm gonna be there one sweet day. And the stars are shining bright on the Opry land tonight, and I sometimes get the feeling I must go. Well, you walk out of the bar and turn the radio on in your car and listen to that Grand Ole Opry show. Well, you walk out of the bar, turn that radio on in your car and listen to that Grand Ole Opry show.
Y'all heard Mark's joke. You want to hear one of mine? Hey! Nobody did anything, right? Oh, well. This guy jumped out of this airplane one time with a parachute on. He's going down, you know, and he pulls ripcord, man, nothing happens. I mean, absolutely nothing. He just gets faster. And he's looking down, you know, kind of falling at a higher rate of speed, and he sees this other guy coming up. Just as fast as he's going down, this other guy's coming up. And he hollers down at this guy and said, "Hey, you know anything about parachutes?" The guy said, "No. You know anything about Coleman stoves?" It's an old tune called Reuben. Okay, let's do another instrumental, dobro instrumental featured this time. An old tune called Fireball.